Hi, I'm Michael. I'm a compulsive overeater. And tonight, before I start talking, I just want to emphasize that the story that I'm going to tell is mine, and I speak only on my own behalf and not that of OA's. And I tell my story. And I hope, since that you might hear something tonight that you will find that'll help you in your recovery. A few qualification statistics, and then I'll get into it. And I apologize in advance if you hear some background noise, and you'll hear about that a little bit later on if you do. So I have been abstinent since July 11, 2022, which means today is my OA birthday. And I am so pleased to be here to celebrate this amazing and special day with you. And I'm so grateful that I get to do it at this meeting specifically. And let me share why. On the 11th of July, 2022, after having consulted with my doctor in depth, I decided that it was time to change how I was living and how I was eating. And with my doctor, we came up with an abstinence plan. At that time, I really didn't have the idea of working an OA program, but I'll explain a little bit more later. On the 12th of July, I came to this meeting. I came to this meeting because I had attended it before. I had been in and out of OA quite a bit. And I had found this meeting. I had attended this meeting in person when it was in person years ago. I had met my sponsor, and he went to this meeting. I found a lot of comfort in this meeting, in a sensory meeting. And so the day after I began my abstinence, I attended this meeting, and it was my higher power looking out for me. Because the sponsor who had once worked with me and I had drifted away from, just casually, very gently, at the end of the meeting, as we were chatting, suggested, "Why don't you send me your food, Laura?" And I said, "Okay," without giving it any more thought. The next day, I was in two meetings. And I sent that email with the food. And I sent another email with the food and another. And before the end of the week, I was working a program that I had no idea that if you had asked me on the 11th if I was going to do or not, I could not have told you that. But there I was within 3 or 4 days, attending 3 meetings a day sometimes. And working a program, working the 12 steps. I ended up working the 12 steps very rigorously, doing a whole lot of service, which I continue to do. And since July 11th of last year, I have attended over 760 meetings. I want to back up a little bit and tell you where I came from. 2 years ago, May 2021, I weighed 745 pounds. I was sick. I was so sick and so weak, so ill, I was unable to stand, let alone walk, let alone take steps, let alone get to a toilet. I was completely and totally bedridden and debilitated. I spent 4 months at UCSF, and 2 years ago tonight, I was lying in a bed at UCSF, unable to stand. Tonight, I'm at a Boy Scout camp in Sonoma County where I'm volunteering my summer. And if that's not a miracle, I don't know what is, because miracles and hope are found in those rooms. I had struggled with my weight all my life. When I started school, I already had a belly on me. By the time I was 16, I weighed 284 pounds and I went on my first crash diet. I lost 100 pounds for the first time. And after that, 17 years old, the only time in my life I weighed a so-called normal weight. It didn't take but 2 years to put all that weight on back and more. Working at McDonald's didn't help. I continued to follow that cycle of dieting, losing weight, stopping the diet, gaining it back, and gaining even more. In fact, I've lost more than 100 pounds, no less than 6 times that I can count. It could be more. In 2001, I went to a therapist where I thought I was going to be working on dealing with my sexuality, which I had trouble accepting. I had trouble accepting myself as a gay man. I ended up with a therapist. His name was Phil Z, and he was an OA. I didn't go to him for that, but he told me where I needed to be, and that was in the rooms. I went for my first time, and I found myself in an OA How meeting. I was a little shocked. I was taken aback by their rigidness. I was disappointed by being told that I needed to shut up and sit down and listen, and I was not allowed to speak. But yet I heard things in that room that very night, that first time I went to an OA meeting in a little church room in Modesto, in a meeting room with all women, all normal weight, and me more worried about breaking the chair I was sitting in, this metal rickety chair, than about what they look like. They started talking about food. These women who looked like a normal size, they started talking about food in a way that I thought about food. And I knew there was something there. I went back to Phil Z and I said, and he says, oh, no. You need go to regular OA. OA How is special. That's go to regular OA. And I started attending the Century meeting in Oakland that was part of the OA East Bay Unity Intergroup that met at St. Paul's Lutheran for many years, living in Tracy and coming into Oakland for meetings on the weekends, and very often going over to San Francisco and attending the Friday night lifeboat meeting for those of you who are old time San Francisco people, and Patty's waiting. and then in summertime being able to come to this meeting. But for years, I went in and out of OA following the same pattern I had done with dieting. I would lose some weight, gain confidence, think I had this time, and leave, and not realize how bad I really needed this program. And I'd gain the weight back, and I found myself back in the rooms. It's remarkable that that sponsor who so casually suggested that I send to me his food never chastised me or yelled at me or anything when I would come back and call. And I'm so very grateful for that. The problem is that when I worked, came to OA, was that I never worked the steps sincerely. I gave them lip service. I never really could admit powerlessness over food. Of course, I was completely divorced from reality. I weighed over 600 pounds, and yet I couldn't accept my powerlessness over food. Part of it was that I had a successful professional career as an educator. And as long as I had that, it didn't seem to matter. I just needed the right diet and I'd be fine, I told myself. I couldn't admit my powerlessness. Not when I had to start using a cane. Not when I had to stop traveling, travel that I absolutely love so much. Not when I had to start using a power chair to get around on my high school campus where I was a teacher. Not when I had to buy 80-inch waist pants. I still wouldn't admit my powerlessness. And one of the great regrets of my life, I still wouldn't admit my powerlessness when I had to retire and take disability retirement from my job because physically I simply couldn't do it. And I walked away from the classroom that I loved, leaving after only 20 years. It wasn't until I weighed 745 pounds that I was completely and totally debilitated that I found myself in that bed at UCSF. And I finally, unable to walk, unable to stand, unable to use a toilet, that I gave over to God a complete and total surrender. What's amazing is that it seems that that's all it took. And when I surrendered, things started changing. I started losing weight in the hospital. When I was discharged from UCSF after 4 months, I could still only stand for about 10 seconds. I couldn't walk. I still couldn't use the toilet. And I was discharged home because a rest home wouldn't take me. A skilled nursing facility wouldn't take me. And I was discharged home and remained bedridden for months still. I knew a big change was coming, but I also knew that I had to have some baseline of functionality before I could really work a program. At least that's what I told myself. Consulting with my doctor, getting encouragement from caregivers, some friends, by July, I was ready to do something. And I went to talk to that doctor, and we came up with my plan. And then almost if on a whim, but I understand now it was not a whim, it was higher power guiding me. Why not go to OA? They always gave me such great support. And again, I had no intention of attending 760 meetings, and I had no intention of working the steps. They were just really nice people that were very supportive of me. So I'll go see them again. And that simple question, why don't you just send me with food? Well, it soon became 2 meetings a day, and it still became 3 meetings a day. And then I started doing service in meetings. I was new, so I wasn't leading meetings, but I was doing the timer, and I was asking to read, and I was greeting newcomers, and I was texting people and telling them to have a good day from the very beginning. I started reading literature again and rekindled my love for the big book that I had found all the way back with those HAL people who only used the big book in the AA 12 and 12 in those days. As for that email, send me your food, it became my food and then a gratitude list. It became that and then an action plan and then a 10th step and then a self-evaluation of my own program and then a reflection on literature. Not because my sponsor told me to, but because I thought those were good things that would help me in my recovery. Amazingly, my sponsor has asked very little of me. Were he to ask, I think I give more when he doesn't ask than when he does. Where is my program today? Well, I'm giving service at the intergroup level and with the virtual region, where I'm on several virtual region committees, and I was a representative at the virtual region assembly for my intergroup. I'm on the board of the Men's Inner Group, MIGOA, and I give service in quite a few different meetings, but I'm on a little bit of a summer hiatus. I was feeling so good that I came back to something I really loved. I spent my last year volunteering in a summer camp 20 years ago. I physically just couldn't do it anymore. 20 years ago, I stopped. But this place is a place that I grew up in. I was here as a boy. I spent 10 years on staff. My last summer here was 2003. Here today, in 2023, I've come back to volunteer for 2 months in Casadero in Western Sonoma County. And tonight, I'm wearing a 5X Scout shirt as I talk to you. And the uniform that I put on every night is the uniform that I wore 20 years ago. I got on the scale last week, and for the first time since 2005, there was a 400 number on the scale. I actually had gotten under 500 pounds for the first time since 2005. Today, I am doing what I love. 3 weeks ago, I got COVID. Camp is an easy place to get something. But it wasn't a sickness like I had a couple years ago. It's pretty amazing. I hung out in a motel for a couple of days. And I remained abstinent because my abstinence is important to me. I didn't use my sickness as an excuse to eat, because I have plenty of excuses to eat. I used them for 55 years. And I don't need to do that anymore. And I'm so grateful. Here at camp, I'm surrounded by foods. This was a binge place, if there ever was one. All you can eat food, treats every night for the staff. Last night, I hosted a dessert for adult leaders. And there, as they ate things that I won't even mention that are not good for me, and most of you won't eat them, I watch people eat them. Why, I ate a non-fat yogurt. That's not me. I don't know who this person is. But wow, how things have changed for me over the years. And so here I am every day at summer camp, serving others and helping for no pay at all. Just a place to sleep and meals. And yes, I go to Safeway and I buy groceries so that I can get more fruits and vegetables than they serve, because for some reason, the kitchen staff has a real affinity for carbs that I've given up. My abstinence today is an abstinence, and it has been for an entire year. Sugar, flour, bread, rice, pasta. I have not eaten a slice of bread in 1 year, and it wouldn't have happened without this program. I am completely in awe. I have so much gratitude because I've been given back a life. 2 years ago this day, unable to stand in a bed in UCSF. And today, I'm among hundreds of scouts. I'm training their leaders. I'm inspiring their camp staff. And I'm the veteran statesman who was here in the 80s as a boy and started my camp service 30 years ago. And I'm able to do this again. I don't want to get religious, but there's a beautiful line in the parable of the prodigal son in Christian scripture. The parable of the prodigal son is well known. I won't go into the details of it. But in the end, a father consoles a son who's been loyal to him. And the father says to that son, "This brother of yours, we thought he was lost, but he's been found. We thought he was dead, but he is alive." This brother is too. I am in awe every day of the wonderful blessings of life that are coming back to me as I regain my life because of the miracles of this program. And I'm so, so grateful. I'm approaching the end of my time. And so I thought I'd end, and I invite you to join with me, if you'd like, with the third step prayer, which to me is a very, very beautiful thing. Thank you for listening to my story, and I look forward to listening to hearing your shares. And Alan, do you have the third step prayer here? Oh my goodness, he's all set to go. God, I offer myself
to build
I do thy will always.
Thanks for asking me to speak tonight.